Live this morning, M Group Tyre Mechanical, M for mechanics to service your car, Jay and Dave. Missed anything on the show so far, you can catch up now, triplem.com.au.
Now, we caught up with Minty yesterday down at the Bathurst 1000, thanks to Super Cheap Auto, and he gets to hobnob with all of the big stars down there, don't you, Minty?
I'm good. Hang on a second. Hey, Foxy. Yeah, good mate. One second. I'll come to you in just a moment.
Name dropper.
Bit of a palm off. He'll get over it. He'll come good later. Boys, what an amazing day practice day was yesterday. We have all the support categories here at Bathurst. They're very, very good. Yesterday, they were the only ones that didn't have accidents. It was the main game guys, and not the co-drivers either, the main guys who were putting cars into walls. Shane Van Gisbergen, Alex Rulo. Well, the guys that put cars into walls, and the co-drivers are sitting back going, this is easy. What are you blokes up to? It was an amazing day.
I saw some of the vision of that on the Nine News last night. How long's a turnaround for them to fix that car before the race on the weekend?
Well, it all depends. I mean, the car of Tim Slade was a massive big hit. I mean, it broke a lot of stuff on that car. It may be out Saturday. They had to fly a lot of their team up from Albury. So Brad Jones Racing is based in Albury. They brought a lot of their fabricators up, flew about a team of six up from Albury to come up and do some work because it is a big, big hit on that car.
Wow.
So, you know, there are some accidents you look at and you go, there's no way they'll get that thing back out at all. And then they're out the next day.
It's amazing.
Others, just those sort of hits, you go, well, there's nothing in that. And they sort of park the car and don't pull it out. So it's really crazy how it happens. But I tell you what, these concrete walls do big damage here at Mount Panorama.
Well, at least you're not getting kangaroos flying across the road, think it was Dick Johnson back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's been a couple of kangaroos over the years. There actually was one on track at one stage yesterday. The thing is here, a little bit like parts of North Queensland, very limited rain. So the roos are going that little bit further to find food, and you don't want to be ending up on Conrod Strait when cars are doing anything up to like 300 kilometres an hour.
No.
That's not good for the life of a kangaroo. I'll give you the tip.
Yeah, so what the end result for the weekend? I know it's too hard to call, and I know you're part of the team, so it's probably hard for you to make a call, but I was listening to Luke Boner from the Night Shift, and they were talking about their predictions on who's going to take out the race this weekend. Your thoughts?
Yep. Look, I don't know. It really is totally open. I mean, I was surprised if we don't see someone from DJR Team Penske win. I mean, they are really going along beautifully at the moment. Scott McLaughlin, Damien Coulthard. But one to watch is Dave Reynolds over at Team Erebus. You know, they have been doing it tough for a number of years now. Yesterday, he was fastest in practice three and came from the clouds to get almost a lap record time. So keep an eye on those guys. There's two cars, low budget, with Betty Clemenko, who's got a lot of bucks. But, you know, they really do it hard, and they were really quick yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised to see them win it or at least get on the podium.
Okay, now when it comes, you can't exactly say Holden or Ford now, can you? You've got to say Holden,
so
Ford, Nissan, Volvo.
It opens up.
Well, Volvo's out now. They sort of end up, Gary Rogers went back to the Holden. There'll be changes over the next couple of years. We saw the V6 Turbo in a Sandman van from Red Bull go around and do a few test laps yesterday. So that could be the future. You know, we may even see the Mustangs and Camaros by the time we get to 2019 as well, which I would absolutely love to see. I've got to tell you, that would be really hot. But, you know, really at the end of the day, it still really is Holden and Ford. There are the four Nissans in the field now, and they're doing okay. But at the end of the day, you know, production of these cars has stopped pretty much, so things will change. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend, that's for sure. And, of course, we've got the updates live here on Triple M across the weekend as well. Minty, have yourself a great weekend. Get us some photos made as well and you're a bit of a name dropper, which we love because Dave and I are as well. Some selfies, mate, because we know you're the selfie. What is the best angle for a selfie too, by the way?
Well, look, my argument's always been the stick should be in the shot. I have all these people who go, yeah, it's not right, mate. You can't have your stick in it. Well, what's the bloody point? Mine's an orange stick which matches everything else I have, so it's always in the shot.
Okay, there you go. There's the promo right there. Minty likes his stick in the shot.
Thank God, enough. Minty, thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries.
See you later.
Wow. He's always fun.
That's a word for it. Jay from Breakfast, 18 past 7 here at Triple M.